It's HPR, All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Today, stoked to welcome a member of the Eagles family of musicians. He served during their heyday in the mid-70s through their separation in the 1980s and back again for the Hell Freezes Over reunion on to 2001. It's guitarist-songwriter Don Felder, and you can hear that classic Eagles sound in the songwriting on his new solo release, The Vault, 50 Years of Music, out today. It has re-recorded demos and unreleased material, developed over decades, including tracks originally submitted for Eagles albums from the guy who wrote Hotel California. Here's one of the tunes. It's called Hollywood Victim. It's Eagles legend Don Felder. Aloha and mahalo, my brother.
You're in Hawaii?
I am in Hawaii. It's crazy.
Lucky dog you.
I know. There's this warm keyboard sound that starts Hollywood Victim, and I don't know if that's my favorite of the jams on there, Don, but is that Fender Rhodes sort of deal?
That's what it is, yes. It's very appropriate of an introduction because the allure of L.A., the allure of Hollywood, every restaurant out here is full of people that came out here to be singers or actors or something, and they come out with that beautiful, beautiful vision of what their career is going to be like,
right.
And then all of a sudden, the reality hits, and it's not like that at all.
That's a classic Eagles songwriting theme lyrically, but also the musical part of it. This tune goes all the way back, the songwriting of it itself, to 94 in the Eagles' Hell Freezes Over album and never was used?
Yeah, we were just in such a rush when everybody agreed to do Hell Freezes Over. I was writing demos for every project we ever did. I wrote 15 or 16 song ideas for Hotel California. I wrote about that many for the long run. So I had boxes of ideas that I went through, and I heard a bunch of these and went, I should finish these songs. And that's what The Vault's all about. Actually, the very first one, which is the first cut on this album.
Move On?
Move On. It was originally the first demo I ever made. I was living in a house in Topanga. I had a reel-to-reel four-track tape recorder. I got a cardboard box and put a microphone on it and played a drum track and played it for about 2 minutes. And then I picked up a rhythm guitar and I played a rhythm guitar part and I played a bass on it. But the reason I was invited into the band was for my sly guitar playing.
Right.
So I wrote that song based on trying to write an idea for a slide song that we could do in the Eagles. Well, Don liked it and said, well, we should call this Slide On. And I went, that sounds a little corny to me. You know? Maybe. So when we never finished the lyrics or anything on it, when I heard the slide part, I went, that was a really cool slide part. I'm gonna write this song and record it with today's modern technology. That's where that came from.
Your slide playing is learned from a rather influential slide guitarist.
There were a bunch of people that grew up in and around Gainesville, Florida. Tom Petty was in the same high school as me. Steven Stills was in the same high school as me. Bernie Lynn was in the same high school. The Allman Brothers were right over in Daytona Beach, like an hour away. And Lynyrd Skynyrd was in Jacksonville. We all kind of knew each other, and we would actually be vying for the gigs at the University of Florida. So when we played during the summer over on Daytona Beach, we became close friends, Bernie and I, with Greg and Dwayne Allman. Hmm. And we would just go over and stay at their mom's house. And one night I walked in and Dwayne was sitting on the floor just playing slide. And I'm like, you got to show me how to do that. How do you do that? So he kind of taught me how to tune the guitar for slide guitar. Oh. And he had a Coracidin bottle that he was using for slide. And he taught me some of the basics. The foundation he gave me and showed me really carried me through decades.
When the record closes, there's this, and it's a short one. It's one of those kind of, it hits you. It's called Blue Skies. And the press release says it's a tribute to your late Eagles bandmate, who sometimes you sparred with quite a bit, Glenn Frey.
Well, I went to see a local string quartet here that was astounding. And shortly after, this is 4, 5, 6 years ago, Glenn passed away. And I thought it would be really nice to write something that would be a just a wonderful, friendly, loving kiss goodbye, you know, and I wish you blue skies. So I dedicated it to Glenn.
There's a little bit of singing at the very, very end. Is that what it says?
It's all the girls that played in the string quartet. I had them sing as if they were the angels singing, "Forever Wishing You Blue Skies."
Man.
We spent years together as brothers writing and recording some of the best songs that I ever had the pleasure to be part of. I admire those guys. I respect those guys. I have not carried forward any regret or anger or hostility. Life's too short for that. So I got over that whole thing very shortly after I left the band and decided things happen in life for a reason. Whether it's something really great, like you get a phone call from Glenn Frey the day after you go play slide on Good Day in Hell, asking you to join the band, or 15 or 29 years later, you wind up leaving the band. And so things happen for a certain reason. If it's time in your life for you to make a change, it's going to happen. You're kind of not in control of those things that happen. So I have greeted a lot of changes in my life with grace, because it's a wonderful way to grow. It's like outgrowing your skin.
What you just said is something that's so universal in all of our lives, no matter who you are, what age, just the human condition of being on the planet, just a living condition, really, is facing change. So that's just, that's something that no question could resonate with people. And we're so grateful again, The Vault, 50 Years of Music, Don Felder. And the other thing about Don is he's always been known, he's the cat who had the double neck guitar in the Eagles. And so a lot of people probably can remember. Of all the heroes in your life that you've gotten to cross paths with, like, it's a moment of gratitude for you for something you picked up from some particular chapter.
Well, you were talking about the double neck. I had always admired Jimmy Page, but had never met him. Back in, I think it was 2019, I played a show in New York City. And when I get ready to finish my show, I always end with Hotel California. My guitar tech comes walking out with that white guitar, and the crowd just goes, yeah! And they know just from seeing that guitar what's coming. There was the curator for the Metropolitan Museum of Art was sitting in the audience at the Beacon Theater, and he went, there's a connection between the instrument and the musician or the song. So he got the idea to have the most famous guitars in the history of rock and roll and put it on exhibit in the Met. And so they called me up, would it be okay if we took your white double neck from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and put it on the display at the Met? And I went, absolutely. They had Eric Clapton's Blackie. They had Jimi Hendrix. They had Jimmy Page. They had the guys from the Who. They had Elvis Presley's old leather-covered acoustic guitar. It was phenomenal. It was like being in a history museum of rock and roll. So they asked me if I would come to be part of the celebrity opening. So I got there, and then they asked me the next day, would you mind playing a little bit of Hotel for the press? And had set up CBS to record me playing in the Metropolitan Museum of Art by myself. So there were about 200 people all set up, and the stage is really small. So sitting right in front of me is Jimmy Page. And I go, oh my goodness, please don't let me mess this up. I will writhe in the middle of the night for the rest of my life if I mess this up. So I go out, I play it. Just, I've never been nervous about the press, but that was the most nervous I've ever been in my life, was to stand there and play just without a band or anything, just play for Jimmy Page. And he was so gracious. We became friends after that. Oh. I told him how scared I was, afraid to make a mistake in front of him. And we just really became good friends out of that. It was just a very gracious, grateful thing that happened.
What a wonderful story to end on. Look at you. I'm giving you a high five. I'm giving you a hug. Giving you the high five back. And did you have fun? Was this okay?
I did. No, it was fantastic.
You stay safe, Don. Again, it's Don Felder, The Vault, 50 Years of Music, out today. And great, legendary Eagles alumni, guitarist, songwriter, and mahalos.
Thanks again.
hit the Rebbe and my side grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway, heard the mission bell, and I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell. Then she lit up a candle and she showed.
You can't.